peace with God.
707. That's how much horsepower a new performance model of the Dodge Challenger delivers. 707 horsepower. That's about 500 more than most family sedans offer. Do you really need 707 horsepower? No, of course not. But we tend to chase after a lot of things we don't need.
All you need is God. If you're totally surrendered and totally dedicated and say, Lord, here's my hand with all I've got, God has a place for you. He can use you.
Welcome to Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer. Also on today's program, you'll hear Billy Graham's daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, on Walking with God.
Has he chosen me and you as one to whom he can reveal his heart and mind because he knows we have chosen to walk with him?
You'll hear the rest of Ann's teaching right after her father's message.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
God plus you. That's the title of today's message here on Peace with God. It comes from Billy Graham's 1975 crusade in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let's listen now.
Now tonight, I want you to turn with me to Judges. That's the Old Testament. Judges, the 7th chapter and the 20th verse. I'm not going to try to read this entire story because I want to tell it to you. It'll take less time if I tell it to you. It's the story of Gideon, and all of you have heard of Gideon. And in this 20th verse, it says, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Now, at this period in Israel's history, they were conquered by the Amalekites and the Midianites and the various other peoples of that area. And they were suffering great oppression. And one day, God spoke to a man by the name of Gideon and said, Gideon, I want you to go lead my people. I want you to be their judge and their leader. And if you will be my man, I'll be with you and we'll defeat the armies of the enemies of Israel. And Gideon said, well, Lord, I'm not equipped to do this. I can't do this. I'm not even a soldier. I'm a farmer. I don't have any education. I've never been taught anything in military strategy. How can I go out and do all of this? And God said, well, I'm calling you, Gideon, because I have chosen you to go out and lead Israel in her war and lead you to victory. Well, Gideon said, well, Lord, I've got to know that it's you talking, so I'm going to put a fleece out, and if it comes out the way I say it, and he did it on two occasions, then I'll take it from you. So God did what Gideon asked. It was dry one time and wet the next time, and all of you, most of you know the story. And then Gideon got together 22,000 men, all armed. And God came to him again and said, Gideon, there's one problem. You've got too many in your army. You remember, I'm with you, Gideon. You don't need that many. So Gideon cut them down to 10,000. God said, well, it's still too many. That reminds me of Lenin, who was one of the founders of modern communism. He would walk into a meeting and there'd be 600 and he'd stalk out. He said, you can't conquer the world with 600, that's too many. He said, when you cut it down to 300, I'll be back. So Gideon went down to spy out the land. And Gideon took one of his friends down to look over the army camp. And it says that there were tens of thousands of Midianites and said the camels were so great in number, they were like the sands of the sea. You couldn't even count them. Gideon didn't have any camels. And he looked at their weapons, and they were the most modern weapons. He'd never seen such weapons. And he came back, and the Lord said, Gideon, you've got too many. You've still got to cut down. Well, you can imagine Gideon was trembling in his boots by this time. And God said, here's the way you want to do it. Take all your army of 10,000 men and put them down by the stream and let them drink water. And those that lap it up in their hands like a dog would do, keeping their eyes alert, looking around, they'll be your army. Those that get on their hands and knees and just drink it, looking down without being alert, cut them out. And when it was all finished, only 300 out of the 10,000 lapped it up like a dog. God says, there's your army. What? Me go out with a little handful of farmers, 300 of them, and God said, furthermore, I don't want you to take any weapons with you. All you do is take a trumpet, give each man a trumpet in his right hand, and give him a pitcher, and then inside of this pitcher, put a torch, and do what I tell you. So Gideon divided his 300 into three companies, and at night they went down to the Midianite camp of thousands of men and the Amalekites. And at a certain moment, Gideon blew the trumpet, all the trumpets, 300 of them blew, they burst the pitchers, and here were the torches, and it so confused the Midianites and the Amalekites that they began to fight among themselves and kill each other, and they began to run for their lives. And a mighty victory took place. Now, what I would like to say to young people tonight is, all you need is God. If you're totally surrendered and totally dedicated and say, Lord, here's my hand with all I've got, God has a place for you. He can use you. Are you one of God's children tonight? Have you received Him into your heart and life? All it takes is one. Are you, as a young man, a young woman, ready to say, I'm ready to go? I'll be God's man, I'll be God's woman. Just one figure in the multiplication table is important. One note in music. Suppose that piano over there had one of those chords missing. One vote, and Aaron Burr would have been president of the United States. Just one more vote. One vote, and Texas came into the Union, and then a war with Mexico. Or Winston Churchill in his greatest speech, when he stood before the people and urged them as individuals to stand against the Nazis and fight with sticks if necessary. And that takes us back to the Bible. Look at the people that stood alone. Look at Noah. 120 years he was building that ark, and as far as we know, not a single person believed in him. God had come to Noah and said, Noah, it's going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, and there's going to be a gigantic flood, and I'm going to wipe out the entire human race and start all over again. But because you have lived a holy life, and because you're a righteous man and a good man and a believer in me, I cannot destroy you. And he said, I want you to build a ship 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The Bible says Noah was terrified, just like you'd be. If God should suddenly come and say to you, I want you to do thus and so, something far beyond your ability, and it looked absolutely crazy and ridiculous. That's how Noah felt. But he went to work, and for 120 years he preached repentance. He warned the people, a flood is coming, a flood is coming, judgment is coming, repent, turn to God while you can. And he kept on building that ark, and people thought he was crazy. If they'd have had psychiatrists then, I'm sure they'd have had a dozen on him. And on the last day, he stood in the door of the ark and said, come in and be saved. It's going to start raining. The skies were clear. Up until that time, we don't think there'd ever been rain on the earth. But somebody yelled and screamed and said, there's a cloud. And the cloud grew black. Lightning flashed and thunder roared and the wind blew and the rains came. And the people beat on the door of the ark and said, Noah, let us in, let us in, let us in. But it was too late. Because the Bible says something interesting. It says God shut the door. And someday the door of grace will be closed. Someday it'll be too late for you to come to Christ. That's why it's important to come now in this day of grace. In this age when God from the cross is saying, I love you. Repent of your sin and believe. Noah stood alone. Now if you come to Christ tonight, you may be the only one in your family. You'll have to stand alone. You'll have to go back to that same address and that same school tomorrow morning or Monday morning or whenever you go. Same crowd. You are Christian. Some things no longer you do. A changed person, and people will sneer and laugh and snicker and make fun of you. You'll have to stand all alone by yourself. Are you willing to do that? But one with God God will be with you. You won't be alone. I'm with you till the end of the age, said Jesus. He will be there with you.
The Bible tells us that when you give your heart to Jesus, He'll never leave your side. You can begin that relationship with Him right now. Go to peacewithgodradio.org and click on Grow Your Faith. Or you can call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. Stay tuned for more of Billy Graham's message, God Plus You.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Billy Graham says his life has been full of surprises. But one of the biggest...
I didn't dream that life was so quick. It seems like only yesterday that I was just a boy. And here all these years have passed.
Billy Graham wants you to make the most of the time you have. And he shares what he's learned in his book, Nearing Home, Life, Faith, and Finishing Well. Get your copy today. It's our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to the ongoing work of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Nearing Home by Billy Graham. Give over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, or give online at peacewithgodradio.org.
We're glad you've joined us for this edition of Peace with God. A man named Mark found peace with God listening to a Billy Graham message very much like the one you're listening to today.
I was 13 years old, living in Columbus, Georgia. Dad was in the Army and was away, and I decided to stay in on a hot August day and listen to Billy Graham, kind of to stay out of the heat, but also to please Mom, who was listening to the crusade, and was, at the age of 13, absolutely thunderstruck by what I heard. For the very first time, came to a realization that I was a sinner in need of a Savior, and Billy Graham helped to lead me.
That was in 1969. Since then, health problems have left Mark disabled.
And so have learned to, on a day-by-day basis, rely more and more on the grace, the peace that God gives, and the strength to make it through in a life that is characterized by continual pain.
While that pain has slowed Mark down physically, it hasn't stopped him spiritually.
I'm able to run through life, figuratively, I don't run at all anymore, can't do that. But I'm able to run the race today because I know what the scriptures have to say to me is absolute truth.
Mark says he can verify that absolute truth by how faithful Jesus has been to him and by all that God has done for him. You can hear more of Mark's story online. Go to peacewithgodradio.org, click on TV and radio, and then look for stories and interviews. That's peacewithgodradio.org.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
In today's message, Billy Graham's helping you see that God can use you in amazing ways when you trust your life completely to Him. He's looking at examples of people in the Bible who did just that. People like Abraham, the father of Israel.
God came to Abraham and said, Abraham, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to pick up all your possessions. Now, he was a rich man. I want you to take all your possessions and go to a land called Canaan. He'd never heard of Canaan. He was in Haran. I want you to take everybody, all your family, all your possessions, and move and go hundreds of miles away to a land that I'm going to give you, and to your posterity, it'll be a land flowing with milk and honey. 12th chapter of Genesis. And the Bible says Abraham, a man of faith, went alone, left everything he had ever known just because God told him. And God used him to found the mightiest nations in the world. Moses. Moses was way back on the backside of the desert, and he was 80 years old. You know, when you're 80 years old, you think, you're getting along. But God came to him one day on the backside of that Midian desert and said, and Moses saw a bush burning, and he went over to investigate, and out of the bush spoke the Lord. And he said, I am the Lord God, and Moses, I want you to go and lead the people of Israel out of Egypt. They've been slaves down there long enough. Moses said, I can't. I can't even speak. I'm 80 years old. God said, Moses, I've chosen you. I'll be with you. So Moses went, and through a series of circumstances, he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he became the greatest man in the Old Testament. God plus one. One man believing in God, one man trusting God, one man taking up the responsibility God laid on his shoulders. Daniel was just a boy. He was captured and taken 1,500 miles away to Babylon. But he purposed in his heart he would not sin against God. And Daniel said, I don't care if it cost me my life as a boy, I'm going to trust in God. Alone with God, he rose to become prime minister under three empires. You say, Billy, do you believe those stories? I believe every one of them. I believe that God can take you and use you in his own way. What about you? One person committed to Jesus Christ is important in the sight of God. Have you made your decision yet? With God, you can be sure that you are a majority. That's the reason for the cross. We find the Lord Jesus Christ dying on that cross for your sins. And every time you see a cross, it should remind you of what you mean to God. Jesus not only died for all, he died for each. I want you to get that again. He not only died for this all this big crowd here in New Mexico, he died for each of you as if you were the only person that he was dying for. He tasted death, the scripture says in Hebrews 2, he tasted death for every man. He died in your place just for you, and he had the capacity to call you by name. He knows it all. He has the capacity. It boggles the mind what God has. And yet he knows you and he loves you. And he's interested in you. And he'll go with you from this stadium to lead a whole new life that you never knew existed before. But you've got to be willing to pay the price. And here's the price. It's got to be all-out commitment. Now, when you go all out for Christ, that doesn't mean you become perfect. You are never going to find a perfect Christian anywhere in the world. We will be perfect someday. That brings us to the big word, sanctification. In a sense, when you come to Jesus Christ, you're sanctified. In another sense, you are progressively being sanctified. In another sense, you will be totally sanctified when you get to heaven. Now, when you come to Christ, you start reading the Bible and you begin to pray. You begin to fellowship with other Christians. And you begin to grow. Now, your growth many times will be so small, and after a while, you'll get disgusted with yourself. You'll get discouraged. The first two or three years after I came to Christ, I had some terrible moments of discouragement and despondency. And boy, does the devil like that. The moment you get discouraged, he says, I've got him. That's one of his big instruments, discouragement. If you make a mistake, if you're not all that you want to be immediately, don't get discouraged. And then when you look back 2 years later to that moment, you'll say, well, I actually am growing. You may not see yourself growing every day. It's a gradual growth. And then there'll be experiences. God will give you experiences. There will be an experience of a dedication of a new area of your life. And then again, there'll be another experience, and another area of your life is given to God. And God will point to something else and say, Billy, I want that. And I surrender that. It may be through a moment of emotion. I don't want to give it up, but God says you've got to give it up. You've got to love that person that you're having a war with. It's hard, but God says, I want you to. And I remember when I was in Bible school down in Florida, I had a little place that nobody knew about. I'd go in there sometimes and I'd say, Lord, I just lost my temper upstairs and told that guy off. Something's wrong. And I would confess it, and the Lord would say, well, you go back and make it right with that person. And then I'd start all over again. But it was a gradual time of growth. Sometimes it'd be rapid growth. Then again, it would slow down. But always growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. And then someday, with Him, perfection. Because we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is God doing in your life right now? God's business now is to mold you into the image of Christ so that you will love like He loves, have peace like He has, joy like He has, gentleness like He has, and anger like He has. Yes, there are times we're to be angry. We're to be angry at sin. We're to be angry at wickedness. We're to be like Lot in Sodom, uncomfortable around wickedness. Yes, tonight God is interested in you. Jesus told about the shepherd that had 100 sheep and one of them was missing, and he left the 99 and went after the one lost sheep. Are you the one lost sheep tonight? Are you the one that this whole crusade is all about tonight? Are you the one that all this prayer has taken place? All this planning has taken place? You tonight surrendered totally to Christ could be mightily used if you gave your heart and your life to Him. Yes, Jesus died for you. He died on the cross that you might come to know Him as Lord and as Savior. You say, but what do I have to do? He said all you have to do is repent of your sins. That means that you're willing to change your way of living. It means that you tell God, God, I'm sorry, and mean it. And if you have to, go back and make restitution. Make right some of the things you've done wrong, all that you can. That's costly and it hurts, but that's repentance. Secondly, by faith, receive Him as Lord and Savior. Now, it happens simultaneously. You can't divide repentance and faith. They go hand in hand and arm in arm. Faith means that you put your full weight on Christ and trust Him as your Lord and Master and Savior, and you're not trusting in yourself and you're not trusting anybody else to save you. Put it in Christ. God and God alone. Just you and God tonight. I'm going to ask you to receive Him. Receive Christ into your heart. Make Him your Savior and make Him your Lord.
You can find out more about receiving Jesus as your Savior and Lord by going to peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. You can also talk to us on the phone about it. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. That's the same number to call if you'd like a free CD copy of today's edition of Peace with God. Just call 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, and let us know you'd like the free CD of today's program.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
Billy Graham taught today that you're at your best when you're walking with God. Now his daughter, Ann Graham Lotz, has more on the importance of walking with God.
In Genesis 18:19, God affirmed He would reveal His thoughts to Abraham because He said, "I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just." I wonder, does God know He can depend on me to give godly direction to my children and my grandchildren, direction that comes not just from what I say, but from who I am in Christ? Has He chosen me and you as one to whom He can reveal His heart and mind because He knows we have chosen to walk with Him, to serve Him? Think about it. God's purpose for Abraham included his entire family as a channel of blessing to the world. As a parent, chosen by God, set the example of one who walks with God, then ask Him to bless your family, to be a blessing. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
The best way to set the example that Ann talks about is by making Jesus the single highest priority in your life. And that's what Ann's dad will be teaching about on next week's edition of Peace with God.
Anything that you think more of and takes your time more than the living God becomes your God.
That's next week here on Peace with God. In the meantime, a couple of quick reminders. First, you can listen to the program anytime you like at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on TV and radio. And second, you can invest in this and all the other outreaches of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association through your prayers and financial support. Give online at peacewithgodradio.org or give over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. As a thank you for your gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of Billy Graham's book, Nearing Home, Life, Faith, and Finishing Well. I'm Bill Meyer, inviting you to join us again next week for Peace with God. Thanks for joining us today.
Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.